Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 106. I'm recording this episode a little bit later, so if I sound a little off, it's probably just because I'm tired. Well, today let's just jump right into it. I wanted to talk about turtles. Turtles, as you may know, are little... what family are turtles in? That's fun. Turtle. The reptiles. Really? The reptiles? That's... Oh. Huh. Okay. I guess they're reptiles. Apparently. Okay. Whatever. I don't question it. And they're categorized mainly by their large shell on their back, which is different from the tortoise, who lives mostly on land, because turtles can go in the water. Tortoises cannot swim. Please do not throw tortoises into the water. Turtles, I really, really like turtles. Sometimes when I go to, we've got, like, different parks somewhat near me, like some acres that have a little pond, or the botanical gardens. I went to the botanical gardens recently, and we didn't see any turtles there, but sometimes I do. There's lots of different types of turtles, and some of them can retract into their shell. And by that I mean their heads sort of go in, and their arms and legs sort of go in as well. Not all turtles can do that, so if yours doesn't, just find out whether or not that species does it or not. Some do it in order to help protect themselves from predators, which I think is very cool. Otherwise, the shell just protects them from predators, even if they can't retract into it, which I think is pretty cool. In a D&D game campaign that I'm going to be joining starting actually about 6 days from now, I am going to be playing a turtle who is basically a humanoid turtle. And I want to give you guys a voice sample of the voice I'm going to be using for him. Basically, turtles in the Dungeons & Dragons universe. Oh, actually, specifically in my universe. I believe that they all should have names that rhyme with turtle.
And they all sound like this. Hey, my name's Lordle the Turtle.
Or my very first turtle was a shopkeeper who ran a place called Turtle Trappings, which was like a survival shop.
And he's like, hello, I'm Nordle the Turtle. How are you?
And there's been lots of other turtles I've had. Lordle the Turtle is the guy I'm going to be playing in a moment. And I'll probably tell you guys how that thing goes. It's this module called Tomb of Annihilation, which is supposed to be very, very, very difficult. So I'm probably going to be fine. Then Zordle the Turtle was like the sorcerer dude who's like harnessed the powers of the storm. I could do his voice sample for him, but he sounds the exact same as every other turtle.
Hey, I'm Zordle the Turtle. I'm Lordle the Turtle. I'm Nordle the Turtle.
I want to say I had one other. If I make a comedian, he's totally being Chortle the Turtle. Oh, that's great. But yeah, so that should be a very fun time. I'm going to be this big turtle man with a big hammer, and I'm going to go around and be really nice to everyone. Maybe I'll even give them hugs if they let me. Oh, man. A lot of times I play sort of a... I don't want to say a chaotic goblin child, but that's literally what I'm playing in the podcast. So that I'm going to be releasing eventually. I don't know. It all depends on when my editor, the lovely Mod Delaney, finishes up a couple episodes, because we want a couple episodes buffer. So that if we can't record for a week or can't edit for a week or whatever, then you guys aren't just stuck waiting for us. So it all depends on when that's done editing. But when it is, you'll get to see me playing Weagle the Goblin Monk, who is a chaotic goblin child. And normally I play someone... Okay, here's the thing. In D&D, I power build. So I build people that I think are very strong. And it's very fun for me to build someone who's strong. And I don't always do that, but a lot of the time I do, because I just think that having a character that can't work well is boring to me. And That's just how I like to play. Now, of course, I like to have a funny concept with them. Like, I made a Warforged. Warforged are like these big robot dudes. Ranger. And Ranger's, think Aragorn, if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings. Otherwise, people who go around nature, sort of protect the forests, hunt evil things, that sort of thing. And this guy's a robotic ranger who is of the Swarmkeeper subclass. And Swarmkeepers, rangers, they have, like, nature spirits with them. And they're a whole bunch of tiny spirits. And I chose bees. Apiary is a robot filled with bees. And so I've got lots of random characters. I love it. And, like, he's powerful, yeah. But he's also really funny. So I like to have someone I'm proud of in some way, either because he's funny or because, wow, that's a really deep, cool backstory. Like the this one dude I made with an iron fist who was a time.
Oh, jeez.
But, yeah. So my Lord of the Turtle is not weak. He's a very, very strong man. He's going to help everyone not die very much. Yeah. So I'll tell you guys how that goes. I suppose I should go back to talking about turtles some. Turtles are... Let's see. Turtles are present, like, nearly everywhere. Except for, like, the middle of Australia, Saudi Arabia, never eat soggy west, the very west coast of South America, and, like, anywhere too far north. And otherwise, there's pretty much turtles almost everywhere, or anywhere too far south, which I just think is pretty cool. Otherwise, so there's lots of different turtles. The common terms of turtle, tortoise, and terrapin depend on the English dialogue used. What's it called? Sorry, I sort of tripped on my words a little bit. Someone actually walked into my room, so that is okay. Apologies, I get a little flustered when things get messed up every once in a while. Turtles are very, very cool. I enjoy turtles very much. A friend of mine had this turtle. And it was this little tiny dude. Like, bigger than a quarter, but not by all that much. Like, maybe the size of, like, a golf ball. He was such a tiny baby turtle. Maybe slightly larger. But he's still a tiny baby turtle. Definitely wasn't larger than, like, a tennis ball. And this dude ran. Like, he sprinted. I was impressed. Okay, how about this? So the shell is actually part of their skin, which is pretty cool. And they don't shed their skin all at once, like lots of lizards, but they shed their skin continuously in small places. And tortoises do the same thing, but dead skin just sort of sits on their shell to provide even more protection, which is why tortoise shells get so chunky. You can actually find, you can count the rings of a turtle shell to find the age of a turtle. So that's pretty neat. Let's see, what other things? Senses. At least some turtles can see color, and different species prefer different colors. Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's great. And turtles make sounds and communicate. Their calls are often short and low frequency, and from the time that they're in the egg to when they're adults. They help to migrate. There's a big-headed turtle. Hold on, I'm looking at this. Oh my god. His head is so big. Oh, that is... Oh my god. My life has been changed. Please, do yourself a favor and look up the big-headed turtle at some point. Because it's just a turtle with a big head. So that's my new favorite type of turtle. Wood turtles are better than white rats at learning to navigate mazes. Case studies exist of turtles playing. They do, however, have a low encephalization quotient, relative brain to body mass, and their shells enabled them to live without fast reflexes or elaborate predator avoidance strategies. They have a long-term memory of at least 7.5 months. Wow. And they can learn operant tasks. Similarly, giant tortoises can learn and remember tasks and master lessons faster when trained in groups. Tortoises that were tested after 9 years still retained so they still remembered after 9 years. That's insane. The Wikipedia page has a picture of them reproducing, which I really do not need to see. So that's fun. Don't you love turtles? Scorpion mud turtle. Oh, he's just a little guy. Oh, he's lovely. I love him. Let's see. In some species, like wood turtles. Okay, what are these wood turtles? I need to go look at what this means. Please, please, I beg you. Thank you. Oh, they're little they're turtles. I mean, there are turtles, obviously. They're just little turtles. They sit in trees. Oh, that's lovely. I think that's, yeah. Oh, that's great. I like turtles a lot. Let's see. Oh, God. Yeah, I'm going to just skip the reproduction section right now. Ecology and life history. Let's look. They can take up dissolved oxygen from the water. Sorry. I'm really tired. Diet. They typically eat aquatic plants, invertebrates such as snails, insects, and worms, and sometimes dead animals. That's fun. They are... Juvenile turtles are purely carnivorous. Oh, God. That's... Wow. Sea turtles eat soft-bodied organisms like jellyfish and sponges. Some that have stronger jaws have been observed to eat shellfish, and the green sea turtle is entirely vegetarian and only really eats algae. So that's really cool. Let's look at some of these other wonderful things. I don't really need taxonomy. There's lots of different pictures of turtles and stuff. Okay, turtles. Disambiguation. Turtles all the way down in expression. Turtles all the way down is an expression of the problem of infinite regress. The saying alludes to the mythological idea of a world turtle that supports a flat earth on its back. It suggests the turtle rests on its back of an even larger turtle, which itself is a column, part of a column of increasingly large world turtles that continues indefinitely. So the phrase turtles all the way down just means a literal stack of turtles. Oh, this is the best. This is the best day. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to look up turtle jokes. Because I just don't have any right now. 45 turtle puns and... Oh, no. Not there. Hold on. Let's look at Beano.com. Turtle jokes. Oh, wow. These are something. I went into a bookstore to ask if they had any books about turtles. Cashier asks, hardback? And I said, yeah, and the little heads. I'm so good at this podcast name. Except for the big-headed turtle, which is now my favorite turtle. Okay. So I guess it's time for the song that's been on my mind all episode, and it's actually going to, I don't even need to look at my Spotify playlist for this, because it's Crush Culture by Conan Gray. Yeah. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. I'll catch y'all next time. Goodbye.